The State Department of Fish and Game has started field trials of a special taser designed for use on large wildlife. Sitka area management biologist Phil Mooney included the tasers recently in a plan to protect researchers as they conducted a necropsy of a gray whale. Mooney says the tasers give wildlife authorities a powerful deterrent against a brown bear should it be needed.
In this particular situation, the taser would have been used kind of as a last defense measure before you might have to kill the bear if it actually charged the people.
Fish and Game personnel worked with the necropsy team to set up a flagged perimeter around the whale. Three scouts patrolled the flag line, and a fourth watched the beaches from an anchored boat. In addition to the tasers, those patrolling the perimeter were equipped with more conventional bear deterrents like cracker shells and rifles. Mooney says the tasers were used successfully last year at the Port Armstrong hatchery to create an exclusion zone for the safety of hatchery workers. Any bear entering the zone was hit with the taser, even if it was not creating a problem. A beached whale, though, is a natural attractant for bears and an important food source in the early spring. Mooney says the plan did not call for the 17-member necropsy team to hold its ground in the event a curious bear arrived. In fact, the plan called for the opposite.
The whole point would have been to not run the bear off, but the cracker shells would have been used to alert the people that we had a bear in the vicinity and to quickly move to get everybody off the whale, out of the area, back off from that, and to let the bear come to the whale.
Mooney carried two different versions of the taser, one with a range of 30 feet and another with an extended range. Mooney says both these devices are still being studied by wildlife authorities. He also doesn't expect the wildlife tasers to replace conventional deterrents for the outdoor-going public.
At this point in time, I don't see a general consumer use of it. Taser International does make a personal taser for kind of that niche where people are looking for personal protection. But I certainly at this stage wouldn't recommend that you're carrying that in lieu of some other type of protection.
The tasers have other wildlife applications besides stopping a charging bear. Mooney says the devices are being studied for situations in which an animal needs to be captured temporarily.